Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan Ripken, Fridays noon till 2 with Bob Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, I think it was just a combination of us not doing our job, man. So we got to play better. We got to coach better. It wasn't one particular person, one particular group. It was guys just who were misstep or slow step in certain areas on certain plays. And when you go against a good team, and especially good running backs like that, good offensive line, they're going to make you pay. And they did that.
Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator, yesterday meeting with the media and explaining to the masses there what the hell was going on against the Lions. And quite frankly, two of the three games, what's been going on with his side of the ball. And stating the obvious, got to play better, got to coach better, got to tackle better. But maybe one of the bigger issues was the inability to adjust. Second half, Ravens did a good job neutralizing the Lions' run game in the first half, for the most part. Second half couldn't stop. And it was David Montgomery just had a monster game. They rushed for four touchdowns. Jared Goff, he was throwing the ball, didn't need to throw it a ton, but when he did throw it, it was with great success. So now the question is, how do you coach better? How do you play better? Do you need John Harbaugh to get in there and start throwing stuff around? Does Chuck Pagano need to be more hands-on? Keep in mind, he's the secondary coach. He's not the co-defensive coordinator. So would he be stepping on toes, if you will, if he started to take on more of a role? Would it be at the behest of Zach Orr, or would it be at the behest of, you know, of John Harbaugh if Pagano becomes a little more? And I don't know what his involvement is, quite frankly, on week. And if we're lying, if we kind of think that we do, but we know he's had success as a coordinator, as a head coach, took the Colts to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback. Let's not forget that. So I don't know. I mean, coach better, play better. We get it. I mean, sounds great. Now you just wait for it to actually happen on the field.
When it comes to Pagano, I'm actually questioning his involvement across the board, because remember last year they brought in Dean Pees, but that was midseason. You know, he's coming off the couch, makes an instant impact, and thank God he did, but he wasn't involved with the team all summer. Pagano was. He's been here through the way this team has been built up.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're calling him a secondary coach. That's part of the title. But we all know why he was brought in. He's the older, wise, sage, veteran coach to be essentially the same thing that Dean Pees was. You can call him the secondary coach. He can also do that. That's fine. But we all know why he was hired. He's been here the entire time. And these same results that we saw last year are popping up again. I'm questioning what exactly he's brought to the table. So for all the people saying, oh, just turn the responsibility over to Pagano, I think he's at fault here as well for what we're seeing through 3 weeks.
Yeah, and this was supposed to be the best secondary in the National Football League based on personnel. They have four first-round draft picks as their starters.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.